present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week at the Empire Theatre in the fine city of Sunderland. The family of the first US president, George Washington, came from this area. It was George Washington who led the revolt by the American colonists as they no longer wished to be treated as the subservient lackeys of Britain. Well, he certainly reversed that one. And so the War of Independence began, and soon Americans were raining cannon salvos down upon their former British allies, a tradition they proudly preserve to this day. Sunderland is rightly proud of its fine football team. In 1989, Sunderland AFC were required to turn their old Roker Park home into an all-seater stadium. But the scheme failed when the team found it nearly impossible to play the long ball game sitting down. Instead, a site for a new stadium was found at nearby Monkwearmouth. Work on the replacement ground began in 1996 when it was labelled the Wembley of the North. However, as the city wanted it completed before the entire team... died of natural causes... It was renamed the Stadium of Light. That name was borrowed from Benfica Stadium in Lisbon because of the obvious similarity between the two cities. Lisbon is a coastal city of constant sunshine, boasting Baroque and Romanesque architecture, whose cultural heritage makes it a mecca for writers and artists. And Sunderland is also on the coast. The author Lewis Carroll was a regular Sunderland visitor and set sail from here on his journey to China. Carroll's inspiration for the name Wonderland came when he heard the word Sunderland and simply substituted the first letter. Luckily, he wasn't going to Nanking. Let's meet the team. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawks. And the lovely lady who has for many years been my right hand, please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay, we may as well get on with it. We start this week with a word round called Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language is complex and there are those who don't fully appreciate its subtlety. For example, many people don't know the difference in use between the words forbear and abstain. Well, if one chooses to refrain from a certain activity, then it's appropriate to say one abstains rather than forbears, because forbears is one more than Goldilocks had. However, meanings are constantly changing, and I'll ask the teams to share with us any new definitions they may have spotted. Graham, you can start.
Reproach to harvest fish.
Splinter, Chinese 100-meter runner.
Goblet, a small mouse.
Tony.
Catastrophe. Feline punctuation.
Dentist. Someone who repairs car bodywork.
Climate. First instruction at mountaineering school.
Mishmash. Sean Connery, late for church.
Oh.
Newcastle, minor suburb of Sunderland.
Doldrum, an instrument to play while queuing at the DSS.
Shamrock, polystyrene boulder.
Damnation, Holland.
Appetite, cheerfully drunk.
Dildo. Pickle in pastry.
Mitosis, what's on the end of my feetsis?
The teams are going to sing along to some well-known discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. As usual, record researcher Samantha went to fetch the team's records from the gramophone library earlier, where she found the kindly old archivist sampling wines for Christmas. He'd brought in a selection of French wines, but there wasn't much left by the time Samantha got there. So although she was disappointed he only had a Semillon, she said... She thought it would be impolite not to taste it anyway. Samantha is now back and poised in DJ mode at the record deck, ready to give the team's discs a spin. Each member of the team should sing along with his record until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. If on the music's return teams you're within a midge's minim of the original... I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Izzy Wizzy. This week's prize is sure to delight every amphibian lover who worries about their pets getting lost. It's this lovely AA Toad Atlas. Barry, you ought to start, and I'd like you to accompany Gene Vincent singing Bebopalula.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean a maybe. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean a maybe. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Love my baby, love my baby, love. She's the girl in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the one that I know. She's the one that loves me so.
Gene's lost it, hasn't he?
Okay, you're next, Tony. I'd like you to accompany Pinky and Perky singing Baby Love. And we've provided this helium to assist you.
I need you, oh, I need you. But all you treat me bad. Break my heart and leave me sad. Is the helium working? Oh my God, did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? Baby love, my baby love, I'm missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and make it up. Don't throw our love.
You know, Graham, would you accompany Scissor Sisters singing I don't feel like dancing?
Thank you, Star. Up in the morning with a head like what you done. This used to be the life, but I don't need another one.
good luck cutting nothing, carrying on, you wear them gowns. So how come I feel so lonely when you're up getting down? So I play along, can I hear that favourite song? I'm going to be the one who gets it right. You better know when you're swinging round the room. Looks like magic's solely yours tonight. But I don't feel like dancing when the old Joanna plays. My heart would take a chance, but my 2 feet can't find a way. You think that I could muster up a little soft shoe devil sway. But I don't feel like dancing, no sir, no dancing.
Beep-a-palula, she's...
And finally, would you, Tim, please accompany Anne Stevens singing Buckingham Palace?
The changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Ellis. Alice is marrying one of the guard. A soldier's life is terribly hard. Says Alice.
Nurse, the helium.
They're changing sex at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin is now called Alice. The sword guard in the sentry box. One of the soldiers is tucking off the socks. Says Alice. They're changing guard at Buckingham Palace. Christopher Robin went down with Alice. Naughty boy. We looked for the king, but he never came. Well, God take care of him all the same.
We went down with Alice. We went down with Alice.
I rather like that idea of gassing the teams. The teams are going to display their thespian skills now in the game called Sound Charades. This is similar to the erstwhile TV favourite Give Us a Clue, which comprised three essential elements: silent mimes, expert players, and an ecstatic audience. The team's version differs only slightly in the first respect, but completely in the other two respects. The original programme is no longer aired, but the undisputed mime master of Give Us a Clue is still Lionel Blair. He now tours the country doing exhibition performances in bars and restaurants, but sadly, last week's show had to be cancelled. Lionel's van broke down on the M6, and he had to pay £50 to be pulled off into a little chef. Tim and Tony, you ought to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Antiques Roadshow. The Antiques Roadshow.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, and off you go, Tim and Tony.
It's three words, it's a television show.
So, Sunderland tonight?
Yeah,
where
wonderful.
Were you last week?
We were at Victoria Palace, actually.
Ah,
yes,
right.
Moving around tomorrow.
Okay.
Actually, you don't really qualify, do you?
Give me another decade and I'll be there, really, yeah.
The end.
Travelling, dates.
Yeah.
Tony dates. Not really qualifying.
What's the difference between Tony and the rest of us?
Whoa, I'd like to boycott this line of thinking, please.
We're old.
Is it celebrity wife swap?
Now there's an idea.
Old is there, and old, three words.
What is this? Is it a...
Tour, show,
what?
Old show.
Show old.
Something show.
Something, road show.
Something, antiques. Yes.
Antique, yes, antique road show. Yeah.
Yes.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp.
Two words.
Yeah, two words.
Film.
A film. Two-word film.
Right. Yeah, Dougal! You'll have had your tea.
Oh, no, I'm not here for tea. I find myself in need of some turps. Do you have any... do you have any turps I could borrow?
Oh, turps, let me see. Well, I've got just the one.
Oh, well, one is all I need.
Whatever do you want it for?
Oh, I see what you're asking.
Terps, as in turpentine, is it that sort of?
Terps.
Terps.
What we said. One terp.
Terp. What do you want the terp for?
Yeah. Why I want a terp? I see why you're asking.
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp. Oh.
We take a look at the world of cinema in the next game with some classic movie strap lines. The 20th century certainly produced some wonderful movies. One thinks of A Night to Remember, telling the tale of that fateful night aboard the SS Titanic as the mighty steamship hit it. Now, hang on, I mustn't ruin it by giving the ending away. Now, as sought-after actors go, Tony Hawks will be at something of an advantage in this round, as we were surprised to learn that Tony recently instructed his agent to turn down Casino Royale. But his agent threw him the remote and told him to turn it down himself. OK, we'll start with you, Tony. Can you complete this tagline from the film, Braveheart? His passion captivated a woman. His courage inspired a nation. His...
accent was all over the place.
The real answer, which I have to give for the listeners at home, because they're all taking notes. Heart defied a king. Your turn, Tim. Could you complete the strapline from the film version of John Steinbeck's classic Of Mice and Men? We have a dream. Someday we'll have a little house and a...
hole in the skirting board.
It should be a couple of acres, a place to call home.
Oh.
Barry, here's a strapline for you. The long goodbye. Nothing says goodbye like...
a wreath.
The answer is a bullet. Ooh. And Graham, for you to finish off, we have the strapline to... Brokeback Mountain, love is a...
pair of chaps.
That is force of nature. Tony, you again, for the strapline to Cape Fear. There is nothing in the dark that isn't there in the light, except...
that coffee table that I just banged my shin on.
The answer is fear. Tim, now, can you complete this strapline from the film Cat People? She was one of the dreaded cat people, doomed to slink and prowl and caught by night, fearing always that a lover's kiss might...
lead to noisy sex on the garage roof.
Meow?
The answer is change her into a snarling, clawing killer.
Ooh.
Barry, here's a strapline from The Postman Always Rings Twice. If there was an 11th commandment...
it was lost in the post.
Well, the answer is quite close. They would have broken that too. And Graham, how about the strapline from the film Babe? A little pig goes...
well with apple sauce.
And the answer is, of course, a long way. Yes. Okay, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Memoirs, this is from Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Women want him for his wit. The CIA wants him for his body. All Nick wants is...
for people to stop bumping into him.
The answer is his molecules back. How about this strapline from The Omen? Good morning. You are one day closer to the end of the world. You have...
reached the Samaritans.
And the answer is been warned. Can you complete this strapline from The Island of Dr. Moreau? Through DNA experimentation, Dr. Moreau has upset the balance of nature. By turning animals into humans, he's...
created the Osbournes.
The answer is turned heaven into hell. Here's a strapline from the film Scanners. 10 seconds, the pain begins. 15 seconds, you can't breathe. 20 seconds.
Switch off, quote, unquote.
The answer is you explode. And finally, how about this strapline from The Saint? Never reveal your name. Never turn your back. Never
drop the soap.
The answer is surrender your heart.
Ah.
We have a musical round now with Swanee Kazoo. This is the round in which the teams combine the soothing lilt of the Swanee whistle with the chirpy rasp of the kazoo. What was once an unlikely combination, Swanee and kazoo are now words that roll off the tongue together as naturally as slash and burn or urinary and infection. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be fascinated to learn that Colin used to play with Van Morrison. Whenever he was playing with Morrison, Colin would use the greeting, Van the Man. And in return, Morrison would cheerily reply, Sell the piano. Tim and Tony, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the Geordie Fame song, Yeah, Yeah, to feature Tony Hawks on the kazoo and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the Swanee whistle. OK, Barry and Graham. Now, Barry and Graham, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Mana Mana to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo, Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very nearly the end of the show, but it's just time to squeeze in a round of Dog Breeders Songbook. Samantha has to nip out now as she's meeting a gentleman friend who she thinks is planning to buy her a spaniel. Samantha says she's not sure if he's going to get her a King Charles or Cocker in the pet shop. So while she's away enjoying that, I'll ask the teams to suggest song titles likely to appeal to an audience of dog breeders. You can start this one, Tony.
All you need is woof.
I'm a daydream retriever.
I want to hold your hound by the Beagles.
Peek and easy like Sunday morning.
My old man's a Doberman.
Pit bulls, pit bills, who need pit bulls?
And an all-time favourite with dogs, I'm peeing on a lamppost at the corner of the street. Shirley Bassett singing The Man with the Golden Retriever.
Or the miniature schnauzer, the joint.
If I were a bitch man...
I'm going to sit right down and breed myself a litter.
Airedale Vice.
Hold it, flashbang wallop, what a pincher.
Another one bites the dustman.
A whiter shade of pal.
Pearls a Springer.
You're 16, you're beautiful, and we're having you put down.
I lift my hind leg up. My hind leg.
Mastiff men and mastiff cats and dogs.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. And indeed the series. Oh. And what could be worse news than that? Well, there'll be another series in the spring. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the fine folk of Sunderland, it's goodbye.
Barry Fryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, and Tony Fawkes have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith. We'll be right back.